Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Boy, this ball is hammered. A soaring blast way up in the home run porch. Oh, my. Mazzara with a two-run homer. That one may be tough to measure.
That one had the sound of a Josh Hamilton home run. All you had to do is hear that, and you would look down. And Nomar's hit a couple of balls in his career, 480 feet. And that might be another one right there.
That ball is crushed. Question is, which deck will it land in?
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. It is a wondrous and glorious day in the fine city of Chicago. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Oh, it means a ton to us. Thanks to Dustino. You know, thanks to
Dustino.
Yeah, Kevin, really. God bless Kevin. Thank God for Kevin. Is that it?
Quick
on the sensitive.
Yeah, yeah, he's always there for us. And Ray makes it all happen. Ray, bless you, sir.
Drinking less, winning more.
And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
Our friends and colleagues.
Morning,
and
fellas. It's on me.
Big trade.
What do you think of the big trade?
Big trade talk.
Yeah. That's,
I'm not a fan.
Who's playing center field for all 150-something games?
Oh, that's
Louis,
the White
Sox,
Lou Robert,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a lot of work to do.
He's got a lot of ground to cover.
He's going to have a lot of ground to cover out there at U.S. Cellular Field. That is a I hope that the situation is that there is another body that's going to also play right field along with Nomar Mazzara, that it's going to be somebody we know to be good in the big leagues, that it could be someone like Marcell Ozuna, not that that necessarily fixes your defensive problems, or maybe Nick Castellanos, which might not do that either, but at least that's a big stick that knocks out a whole bunch of guys.
I don't think they're going after them now, do you?
I would.
This is Nomar Mazzara precludes you from nothing.
It precludes you from nothing, but makes it less likely to go that they're going to get those guys.
Well, now maybe they can go after those guys and the no won't hurt as much.
Yeah.
Well, you can't operate that way. You got to at least go into this for real. Throw around the big money and get the big names. And if they're saying no, you're not offering enough money. That's what it comes down to. You have all the money. Offer enough money that they say yes. And look, I understand what people can see in Mazzara because he looks like a guy.
Sure.
He really does. He looks the part, but it's not the results just aren't there. He's not good. But it's a pro personnel side move. If Rick Hahn, if somebody goes to Rick and says, you know what, we're going to be the team, we're going to unlock this guy. That this is the change of scenery argument.
Right.
If one of your scouts thinks there's something there.
If there's trust involved, then yeah, you're exactly right. But it does look like one of those guys that 10 years ago Kenny Williams would have drafted in the first round.
Sure. But what worries me, that was the Jason Hayward signing, was the Cubs thinking, you know, he hasn't hit for power yet, but look, this guy's 6'4 and 220 pounds, and we can get this swing unlocked. And that's what they did. That's what they thought. They thought they could do that.
And they were damaging the opponent that they had to jump ahead of.
Yeah,
that's true. It's, you know, you always have those kind of things.
Well, they tried to go get him last year at the trade deadline. It didn't have enough down for Nomar Mazzara, it sounded like. So that's or the two sides couldn't agree. So that goes that speaks to your pro personnel thing, trying to upgrade a guy.
But so they're getting Jock Peterson? Is that what you said?
Nomar, like Jock Peterson.
More like Jock Jones.
Nomar Mazzara was – I mean, he was a top prospect. He was a top 20 guy. He doesn't come – he's got the pedigree. He understands that. I just, you know, for a team that's looking for now defensive options, too, in the outfield, you got a young pitching staff, hasn't gotten any older, you know, I mean, not with free agent additions. He didn't get Zach Wheeler at 30 or whatever it was. You got a younger pitching staff. Kopech's got to work back in. Cease has got to come in, pitch a whole season. I don't like, personally speaking, I don't like when you hand young pitching staffs untested and unsolid defensive options in the outfield Because that can really
That's a really good point.
I think also, though,
we're kind of caught in this reality that we, you know, we're on every day, and this is December 11th, and it's almost like reviewing a movie three quarters of the way through it. And you just don't know how this is going to end this winter, this offseason.
Sure.
And so the Sox are very much an incomplete picture. And so if they are able to get a guy like Ozuna or Castellanos or somebody else, then that's going to factor into your evaluation. If they're able to get one of these big three pitchers that are still left as a starter that fulfills that kind of goal, that's going to change your perspective on their offseason. So right now, yeah, I guess all these things are very valid. I just don't think, I don't hate it, but I don't love it either.
Well, right, and that's kind of the perspective I've got. Like, Nomar Mazara isn't the end to any sort of White Sox story this offseason. He just can't be. And he can't be the end of the story at that position either.
He's below 100 WRC plus for his career.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, every year. It's not like he had some breakout year in there and say, look, if he's done it once, he can do it again kind
of thing. Rookie season was his best year.
Yeah, and that was like a 90 something, or maybe he was brushing up against 100.
It's 95 or something like that. He's 20 years old.
And the defensive runs above average, not good. So I get it when you see. I totally understand why a scout's like, ooh, yeah, that's a baseball player right there. But it's got to be there. The rubber's got to meet the road, and maybe they'll be that team. During the pre-show meeting, you comped him to like an Avisail Garcia.
We talked about that earlier.
He's almost exactly Avi. If you look at 2 years ago, before Avi Garcia broke out, started a lot of home runs.
Avi wasn't terrible though. At times,
he wasn't. But
blocky.
He's the same.
A little tight.
But you're looking for the exact same type of breakout from Avi Garcia.
He didn't really swing his hips well. Couldn't open in the open field.
No, not really.
Space.
Not really.
Wait,
so
wrong
much.
Sport. Sorry.
No, but I
broke into Mike Mayock.
Probably a pretty good inside linebacker. No,
for an outfielder, it's very similar to a defensive back's backpedal when you have to make that transition and flip the hips. That's the same thing.
You said, David, if the White Sox get one of these big three pitchers left on the market, who are those big three for you?
Keuchel.
Yeah.
Ryu.
Yeah.
And Bumgarner.
Okay. That's how I'd group them, too.
Yeah. Those three.
I'm a lot less excited about those three than I was about the first three.
Oh, absolutely.
Who did you think he was going to say?
I just wanted to make sure we had the right
names. Are you checking me?
No,
is that a heat check?
I've been interested in, not a heat check at all. I've been interested in Wade Miley as a guy.
Oh, well,
you could do worse than that
if he's your second guy that you signed this winter.
You really could. You really could do a whole lot worse, especially considering. And here's the other thing too. You know, Dan and I are probably going to have to make our rounds of exception conversation here. Obviously, we were talking a lot about how pitching costs what it costs, right? And that Zach Wheeler was very expensive, and that but when you get to the money that Gerrit Cole is getting per year, that is where you get to start talking about, my goodness, baseball has become a very, very expensive sport.
It really has.
I mean, that is $80 million more than Steven Strasburg just got less than 24 hours ago.
But don't the elite players deserve their big money?
Absolutely.
And both those guys
100%.
Just came out of the World Series. I think I like the whole thing.
Absolutely. No, it is there. But once you get to once you clear the highest paid contract to a pitcher in league history by $80 million in 24 hours, you start to go, okay, all right, I see where everyone's coming from and panicking about the money in Major League Baseball. I get that.
I don't know if I do, because you look at what has happened with franchise values. It's not in a vacuum.
If you see what
a baseball team is worth and what where the equity has gone, forget the profitability. Forget just the cash, the operating profit. The value of the asset just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing.
In that context, then, how do you reconcile what the Cubs are doing this offseason?
I can't, because here's what it is. An owner is saying, and this is a lot of owners, Tom Ricketts is not alone, but an owner in a major market, there's a couple of vectors here. There's the public trust vector. There's the stewardship of the public trust, where there is an implicit understanding that it's my job to bring a winner. It's my job to do everything I can do to win the World Series. There is also, I'm a private businessman, I own the team, and I don't want to spend money because I don't want to spend money. They could easily sign Chris Bryant. They could easily have signed Gerrit Cole to that contract and still remain immensely profitable, obscenely profitable.
Right.
It's not like you're going to say, well, you know, now I'm not going to make money. Come on. Yeah, you are. You're spending money, though. They are spending money, but a major market could say, look, Go up against the tax. Beat George Steinbrenner. Go ahead and do that. There's a reasonable fan to be like, I don't, you know, I know you want to keep more of your money. Well, but I'm saying, but Hank is a little more frugal than George. Whereas George didn't care. Hank cares a little bit more.
Apparently, the frugality has been taken off because 300.
Yeah, but again, but they're still immensely, obscenely profitable.
They're worth $5 billion.
Yes.
Wow. 350 is it's a rounding error at $5 billion.
How will you handle all of this?
We'll talk a little baseball. We've got some football stuff. We're going to bring back an astonishing bit of commentary from Rich Campbell on with you guys just after 7 o'clock. Who actually just rolled a grenade out there.
That was amazing.
He really did. We talked about that more off the air than on it because we got into other things.
I was screaming in the car.
Wow.
I was screaming like what? They said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
You can't say that. So we definitely have to get to that. Hub Arkish is back at 11 by Florio at 10. And you could win Bulls tickets.
No. Oh,
really?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really? Great. Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.